The Haines Planning Commission denies a Chilkat Lake Road heliport permit. The business owner who requested it says he will appeal that decision. And 1 year after opening, the Port Chilkoot Distillery Tasting Room is helping the small business thrive. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The Haynesboro Planning Commission Thursday denied a permit for a heliport off of Chilkat Lake Road near 26 Mile. The tense meeting lasted 4 hours and often veered into a larger discussion about the borough's role in regulating heliports in Haynes. Scott Sundberg owns Big Salmon Ventures and heliski business Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, or SEBA. He requested a conditional use permit for the Chilkat Lake Road heliport.
It's time to say yes. We've been patient, SEBA and Big Salmon, and worked thoroughly with the borough and residents to make this a fair and balanced request. We would have never invested our time and money into this property if we really felt like it was truly going to be over-impactful, create undue noise.
Sundberg said no one was entitled to a noiseless wilderness, but several Upper Valley residents disagreed. Here's Shauna Kinnison.
Last winter, we lived with the reality of the helicopters, and I have to say it was far more disturbing than I thought it was going to be.
The heliport operated last winter on a temporary conditional use permit. That was granted by the Borough Assembly after the Planning Commission rejected the heliport, and Sundberg appealed their decision. Here's Upper Valley resident Joshua Grimm.
Yeah, last year when the helicopter showed up and people showed up, it really changed the character of the neighborhood. It was a lot louder. I mean, I was walking down the street and people are driving like crazy, hollering at me. I felt like I was in a big city.
Sean McNamara told the Planning Commission that people's personal opinions aren't what they should be weighing. He said this is a general use area, not residential, so the commission should grant the permit.
Now there's a lot of complainers, but it's general use land. You can do anything in there.
After hearing both support and disapproval from members of the public, the planners considered their decision. Commissioner Brenda Josephson referred to the concern of noise pollution.
The challenge comes is when do your rights end and another person's rights begin?
In other words, where do the residents' right to peace and quiet end and the heliski company's rights to operate begin? Commissioner Donnie Turner saw a conflict in what residents were saying. He said people buy property in the Upper Valley for the freedom it offers, but then they're asking to restrict the freedom of the heliski industry.
If you want the freedom to not have to get a building permit, not to be to do whatever you want on your property, then you have to let the freedom for the neighbor to be able to do exactly the same thing.
Turner said if the residents don't want helicopters there, they should ask to rezone the area residential instead of general use. Planning Chair Rob Goldberg argued it's not zoned residential, but there are a lot of residences there. He and Commissioner Heather Lendy referred to the slew of letters they received about the heliport.
And the comments are overwhelmingly against granting the conditional use permit.
That included a letter opposing the heliport from the University of Alaska, a neighboring property owner. The Planning Commission's vote was 4-2 against the conditional use permit. Turner and Josephson voted for it. Goldberg, Lendy, Lee Heinmiller, and Robert Venables voted against. Throughout the meeting, the commission and members of the public talked about what the Haynesboro Comprehensive Plan has to say about heliports. The plan states that there should be 2 helipads, one at the airport and the other a public helipad designated by the borough. That would consolidate helicopter operations in 2 places instead of spreading them out on privately owned land. Commissioner Venables made a motion for the Borough Assembly to explore the idea of a public heliport.
To recommend the Assembly set aside funds and task staff to identify possible sites for public heliport between 25 Mile and 35 Mile.
The Chilkat Lake Road heliport was just 1 of 2 on the Commission's agenda. They also considered a conditional use permit at 35 Mile from Michael Wilson of Alaska Heliskiing. The commission postponed a decision on that permit for a second time because neighboring property owner Nick Kokotovich came forward, saying he had just a few hours before found out about the proposal.
I'm going to build a house up there, a cabin, and I'm going to retire up there one of these days. I do not want helicopters taken off from 35 Mile.
Kokotovich said his siblings, who also have stakes in the property, had not been notified about the heliport, so the commission decided to delay their vote until the next meeting. Finally, the commission discussed the helicopter noise study that was commissioned by the borough for about $40,000. The planners were unanimous in their disappointment. They said the study did not use measurements that factored in the low frequency of helicopter noise, or, as Goldberg put it,
the sounds that you feel rather than hear.
Planner Lee Heinmiller put it bluntly. He said the only thing he would use this study for is fire starter. The tasting room at the Port Chilkoot Distillery celebrated its one-year anniversary on Halloween. Co-owner Heather Shade helped lead the effort to allow distilleries in the state to operate tasting rooms. The tasting room has added to the distillery's popularity and has helped double their business. KHNS's Jillian Rogers stopped in at the tasting room and filed this report.
Sugar cube. Get some of that deliciousness on the rim.
The tasting room at the Port Chilkoot Distillery is small and rustic, yes, but the cocktails are colorful, complex creations that are best savored, not slurped.
I like all old fashions because they're stirred. Stirred drinks are sort of relaxing to make, kind of mesmerizing.
That's Mackie Cassidy, the tasting room manager. She blends and stirs and shakes an array of craft concoctions for locals and visitors all year round.
I really like making the absinthe-minded, and it's just a nice, well-balanced drink that's a pretty color, and people are usually always happy when they get it.
The creations are devised by Cassidy and the owners of the distillery and include a lot of traditional drinks with a Haynes twist. But sometimes customers request mixtures that sound too tempting not to try.
Some people have been asking for a collaboration with the brewing company to do a beer cocktail. And then barrel-aged cocktails is another avenue that we haven't gone down yet.
The distillery itself is the only one in Southeast and has been open for about 2 years. Co-owner Shade says she thought it would take a lot longer to open the tasting room because of a state law that prohibited on-site sales. But after months of lobbying and testifying, Shade was instrumental in getting the bill passed in the legislature, allowing distilleries to serve a limited amount of their wares, just like breweries and wineries. And so, a year after the distillery opened its doors, the tasting room was unveiled to the public. Here's Shade.
Well, we really didn't know what to expect. I remember when I asked Mackie to come on board as our tasting room manager, I think when I hired her, I said, we don't really know what this is going to be like. I think people will want to come, but they might not. And it turned out people really liked it.
She says for locals, it's a spot to catch up with friends, sip a craft cocktail, and learn about the different drinks they can make at home with their favorite Port Chilkoot spirit. It's also a chance to get a little marketing in for those out-of-towners.
Our tasting menu reflects our community and their tastes, pretty much. Sometimes weird, sometimes diverse. Some of them have made it onto the long-term menu.
A year ago, the products were limited to the Icy Straight Vodka, 50 Fathoms Gin, and 12 Volts Moonshine. But over the last 12 months, they've added absinthe and two types of whiskey to the menu. The whiskeys, both bourbon and rye, were revealed earlier this fall, and like the other products, have been wildly popular. Those whiskeys are the first made in Alaska, and while they're young, just 2 years in the barrel, the reviews are encouraging. The bourbon and rye will hit the shelves around Alaska this month. The distillery was given a boost earlier this year when they won a regional small business competition called Path to Prosperity. Shade says the success of both the wholesale market and the tasting room means the business will stay open through the winter.
But having the tasting room and being able to invite visitors in it's been huge for us. I think it's what is allowing us to grow our business.
She adds that the addition of the tasting room has nearly doubled their business. And adjacent to the bar area in Plainview is the operation itself, with Shade, her husband and partner Sean Copeland, and other helpers blending and pouring and pumping the award-winning spirits in giant tanks. As for what the future holds, Shade says the growth is calculated. They don't want to grow too fast, but instead are looking to continue to expand without compromising the process or the end result.
But also, we really like the size we're at. We really like the size of our team. There's still room for growth at this size with these people and in this space. Although we are running out of places to put barrels, so we'll need to build or find something soon. We're trying to keep our growth slow and controlled, just because that's our style.
The tasting room is open Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring a thirst for fine spirits and your sense of adventure.
Cheers.
Salud.
In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us for this first Friday evening newscast in quite a while. We're happy that it's back. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.